So this is an excerpt from Art of Persuasion. Art of Persuasion is the name of a chapter. It's more a story that I'm writing at the moment. The sun, the moon, the precious earth, bound to rescind the tenacious mirth. She the sun to worship swallow, he the moon in worship's gallow. The earth between bewildered bond, the Freya fixed concurrent fond. In astral dance of revelry, the moon courts sun with chivalry, the earth with within it a criminy, a lachrymous riven of unanimity. You are I and I am you, together bound in zealous dew. Do not abscond as I exalt, you great sun I scarcely fault. O great moon, do not delay, we partake in love's relay, I to you and I you too, these words express but infants coo. What is it that we have mistaken, the earth with ailment must betoken, that we have failed to wrap our duty within without and of sagacity. This compound producing sentience, brandishing sense of experience, delivering furious arrogance to those micro insignificants. They breathe and smell but do not live, no harmony to us do they give, and here we make need imperative, dearest shame not so superlative. O moon, O sun, what can we do? This careless existence I have much rue. For now we must just call and pale to every moment we now entail. Paper pamphlets they do adorn, thoughts that taper prior born, heralds spake of stained varnish, devolving surgeons soul to tarnish. Intricate stories they bear in hollow, generative blindness breeds the wallow, hands are washed in time's tallow, no one man manages not to sallow. But for us this earth must not seize, you and I it dare not appease, eons past in coupled graze, now canker moves to final phase. Stupefaction and wonderment, coaxing retina from fundament, delight in death pertains to thy, in sexless arc save the why. Wage of code can be controlled, bridging the ancestral mould, contest is this and the and is thus, canned in cells of sanctimonious. Familial moans do not matter, acts of orchestra tame the scatter, the one tree lay on scarlet platter, cannibal masters rising fatter. Where do we lay on bound display, in of out sort, moves the bay. I wish eternity to swing enough, save simplicity my son above. From file of order it can appear, that I behold pugnacious fear, but finite sores envelop more, infinite charge, recursive core. Damn it all, let all it damn, stranger value I shall not ban. Pealing laughter from a taffrail, danger knows only its wagtail. Sundry sanctions pay heed no heart, romantic visions need not restart, ephemeral longing will not depart, the act of persuasion, our finest art. Beloved sun and cherished moon, I am contrite to finish soon, that we as people rupture life with mirrored quarrels of untold strife. You one man do not deject, we blame ourselves for our effect, in aid of cipher that you prolong, sacrosanct as motion song. The choice decision what can't be, the wrath of eyes that cannot see, the peril of nose that cannot smell, the worthless touch that ne'er tell. Ample sanctuaries form a swarm, each to their heart for blood and warm, loss and gain if gain stain storm, noble property of said form. In breach of us they earn them, on search of us they stitch the hem, the humble path they never break, for them to give is but to take. O moon, O sun, what can we do? But hold one other in cherished rue, for here is not perpetual sense, but mere proliferating innocence.
Thank you, Ali. Next we have Jasmine.
Hello. Hello, hello. I'm going to read the last bit of a story that I read with you previously. It's set in a Dublin housing estate called Myrtle Row, a middle-class housing estate. And one day, Cormac O'Gaherty, he's from a dysfunctional family, they're social housing tenants who were put into the housing estate by mistake, as it were. He gets a shotgun and he has a samurai sword and he's dressed in combats and he's kicking up. Well, here it is. And this describes how it affects the different people in the different houses. Old Mrs. Watkins is at her window, feverishly stroking her cat, trying to calm herself. The cat squirms and tries to get away from her. Cormac swivels the martial arts baton expertly around his tattooed forearm. Something he learned in prison, probably, Terry thinks, watching Cormac from the window in the living room again. Or from Tanaka, from Bleeding Fingers. Smash! Crunch! A door flies open, and a young man in jeans and vest runs out of his house and stares in disbelief at the windscreen of his Fiesta. What the hell are you doing? Cormac laughs, places the baton to the shattered glass, taps it gently, and the jigsaw of glass collapses inward. The man advances towards Cormac. You stupid fucking... Boom. He's blown back several feet, teeters, stares stupidly at Cormac, then falls over backwards. His body lies perfectly still, white vest in bloody shreds, blood gathering in a pool around his body. Cormac puts the sawn off back in his belt. Indoors, people come to life. Did you hear the shot, Samantha? Come away from that window, Joan. It was a car backfiring, was it? I thought I heard shouting. Who was it? I can't see. Has someone rung the police? I'm going to ring them now. Is it a soldier? It's Cormac. Cormac O'Gaherty? Wasn't he arrested? He's out again. Charlie, don't go out there, a woman calls to her husband. Let the guards deal with him. The guards? Charlie sneers from the doorway. That's a fucking joke. He set fire to a speed van 2 weeks ago, but they couldn't pin it on him. Why don't they pin a medal on him? Smash. Crunch. Charlie's neighbour, Brian, opens his door and stares at his Yaris. Look what the bastard's done, he says. It's not even paid for. I fucking kill him. He goes inside. What's wrong, Daddy? Comes a sleepy voice from the stairs. Stay inside, Lulu. Where's Daddy going with the poker, Mummy? Sharon, take her back upstairs for Christ's sake, Brian says as he heads out the door. There's another insane smash, tinkling echoes of glass fragments from down the street. Mrs. Watkins and her cat blink in unison in alarm through lace curtains. Oh my God, he's shooting at the houses, Mandy says. Cormac laughs. People back away from the windows, run upstairs, grab children from beds and cots. Some ring the police again. The police tell them they know and are on the way. Charlie and Brian are the only ones outside. They're standing at their gates, gripping Harley and Poker, respectively. Sharon stands in the doorway, holding Lulu. Come in, Charlie, she pleads. Come on, Charlie, Brian says. Charlie follows his neighbor down the street to confront Cormac. Charlie screams, lifts his Harley and breaks into a sudden charge. But when he is still yards away, Cormac raises his gun and shoots him. Charlie staggers back, drops the Harley, clutches his stomach and collapses on the ground. Brian rushes at Cormac with the poker swinging wildly, but his opponent ducks, points the sawn off and pulls the trigger, but there is only a click. Cormac puts the gun back in his belt and gestures with the fingers of both hands. Come on, come on. I think I'll stop there provocatively and read the last bit next week.
Thanks, Joe. Can we have Chris Daly, please?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Right, lads, I'll explain myself now. I didn't know that this was a thing until about an hour ago. And a couple of pints deep, I'm here. So, this one is called anal circumference, right? It's a bit harsh, right? But anyway, here it goes. Come squirming from a wound, slide into your miserable existence. A repulsive anal birth gives life to a vile excretion of flesh and bone. A Apotropates won't ward off your existence. Offerings won't give you a bay. Please, please, stay away from me. A therientrope of personalities, you twist and bend others to your needs. Wearing a blasmachan veil of trust, lustful, relentless, slaking your greed is a must.
Thanks, Chris. Can we have Rory the Bard, please?
Sorry, I didn't actually print that note because I didn't realise my first time at one of these gigs, and if it wasn't for Michael, I wouldn't have the bravery to stand up here and speak. So if you'd bear with me, please, because I've never actually read one of my poems to anybody else but my wife, and she's only read one of them. just to explain, 2015, May 2015, I went down to the Mediterranean on board the Elietna, and was privileged to engage in the rescue of over 3,600 people. And I'm going to try and write over the next decade or 5 years or whatever it takes me, my experiences down there and the experiences since. We've been engaged in the rescue of over 15,000 people in some of the most harrowing circumstances you've ever seen in your life. I'm over 20 years in the Defence Forces, and some of this is the way that I am dealing with some of the stuff that we've dealt with. So thank you. Mothers of many nations. Mothers and mothers, white, brown, yellow or black. No colour, creed or social status should actually divide the races. Each mother carries two generations inside her during gestation. A cord right back to the dawn of time when your mother's mother was also mine. The abuse and danger a mother will endure, she sets out to flee on shore, fetching up on Libyan shore. Her world reduced to precious child and little more. The heat and cramp of the hold is suffocating, bravely trying not to show her fear as the wave rocks the bark setting out into the night. The two are penned in a wooden dungeon, no portal breeze or starlight pierces down beneath the decks. Shelf top to tail on slatted bars with walls that drip, feet trailing in latrine bilge where dignity is stripped, a modern holocaust and shipped. Far off the coast the jackals cut them loose, 345 cattle would be treated with far more care. But the businessmen will cash their checks. The loathsome profit has been extracted. The loathsome profit has been extracted, and the flotsam can now be ejected out onto the middle sea. In the early hours, the aliens arrive, dressed in white and shouting harsh orders in the night. She doesn't understand the words. Her guts grips and churns more now than from the motion. The terror of returning back to that wretched shore where hope burns no more, at least not on the scabies-ridden warehouse floors. When finally released from beneath the locked door, gulping deep the salt-laden air, she looks now too into the alien's eyes. They're blue. And she's handed two jackets, red and black, the first she puts on her daughter's back. There is chaos, panic, noise, and in an instant it recedes as away the craft it recedes. When once they reach the grey citadel, imposing fortress on the waves, they are passed hand to hand and tagged and snapped. Not treated harshly, but swift and sure, a hand invades where no hand should be, but unlike before, that hand vanishes, not wanting more. A cup of water cool and cardboard mat as she sees in neat lines of segregation an end to her degradation. I saw her hide the food behind her refuse sack, fear in her eyes that I might take it back. She need not hoard, for there was no lack. If we need more, we will simply make it. When the children are so mistreated, their sunk faces, your heart might break it. Internally you curse the greedy who inflict this terror upon the needy, and louder still you spit and roar at cowards who glibly say no more. Come and see you manatee with me at sea, see woman, child and man reduced with nothing left, entirely bereft. Sit in citrus slumber, cling on a rubber raft, not knowing what your life might be. Watch boys stand armed vigil through all the night, silent sentinels bearing witness to the plight of tinfoil blanket forms wrapped tight, like golden caterpillars packed together on a quivering leaf. Mothers and mothers, white, brown, yellow and black. No colour, creed or social status should actually divide the races. Remember before you make your proud proclamations, those who never reach their destinations, those who rest down deep beneath the waves in unmarked oceanic graves, mothers of so many nations.
Thank you. Okay, lads, we have to speed up a bit. I've just looked at my clock and time is running away with us. So can we have Philip's plan, please?
It's still a work in progress, and I sent this to one of my friends, and she said it lacks some ending, so I have to write a new ending, and I probably have to change it up a bit. The sea is her artist. She slides in pieces, her thousand hands, in layers like clay. It hides shells, bones, unplanned, and then it becomes loose mosaic, crumbs and sand. The sea is her poet. It whispers lusts with salt tongues. It slips waves that slides on shores. The cliffs stand instrumental, clashing cymbal sounds, subtle and loud. The sea is her friend. From the coast we depart. We bury the boats in her whispers. We travel on her poetry to become part of her art. We move with the sky. She reads with her signs. From the oars we push into her pores. The sea is her end. When she decides, she rises. When things are, she builds a wall and we fold into her cold and art and poetry. And we wash up in the shores and sands and land.
These words,
thank you.
Thank you. We have Patricia Walsh, please.
Thank you, Rob. This is called insurance. It's hard-won adulteration runs aground. Facetious of all, travelling in a slight. Subjective goal no longer a given reward. Multicultural transport, a nice perk. Underneath skating lights over one's head. Payment not forthcoming, grasping at prayer employment. Sport delayed slightly due to the weather. Attention drawn to failures taken heavily. Commentary under sprain of possible salvation. Scrummaging through an infection, hello. The bright welcome weather forgives the participant. Sponsorship close second to mutual joy. Protected by bubble wrap to heart's scent. Forever thinking of your desecrated part. Eating rainbows with the enemy on an emotional level. Pretends can be beneficial as its protection. Happily despite its disaster in every corner. Police alarms lies out of productive sight. Make the most of your life while you still can. Commentary on situations of silent stance. The numbed broadcast sleeps like just. Being talked at now is luxury invented. Not being touched is a lesson burned overhead. Word to your friendship, say no more. Drinking the problem away. Seeing the unsung spade. Thank you.
Thanks, Patricia. Can we have Maria Negotian? Yeah, Maria Negotian.
Yeah. Hello. It doesn't really have a title, but yeah. I drank about you all summer. It was hot. Too hot. There was dust coming out of our Converse shoes as I raced him to the park, as I raced him to the city, as I raced him to his bed. Poor thing, no clue. There was sweat dripping off our bodies as we played in the sun, as we played in his bed, as I played him. Poor thing, no clue. There was tears running down my face as I looked into the sunset, as I looked into his eyes. As we chased our souls together, as we chased our rum with vodka, as he chased me, as he kissed me, as he loved me. Poor thing, he had no clue I had been drinking about you all summer.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul Robson, please.
Federico Larca, he jumped off a bridge. Jesus Christ, why have you betrayed me? Fellini, Visconti, Ken Loach, the wind that shakes the valley, shoot the kid. Music stops. Mike didn't stay. Give him music. Bards. Withdraw music. Withdraw poetry. Withdraw literature. The loss of Fastnet House and its place. The grattan took in the attic. Pending in the hall. The platter in the cornices. Gutted. Starbucks cafe. Vandalism. Our owner had watched. He came home to London to drive the bus. Richard Jeans. Black clothes. A 40-acre farm. A rose crowley door. They removed the door of the cottage and returned the fallen horseman to the big house. Harry Henry, take it on his chin. Stiff in her. Oscar dear, it is a dirty England. And do not take it on his chin. I will never talk to you again.
Thank you very much, Paul. Can you have me an eagle, please?
In red and cracking skin, a din, a tugging on laces and pants from the floors you had claimed, untidy, untamed. Frustration faltered, hot became warm. The pulse slows in her father's ankle. His eyes come back from their going away. She climbs into his lap and sleeps. Sleep isn't a damsel that doesn't snore, not a Mona Lisa smile. It is a dog, splayed, legs quivering, dog voice sounding in chase or in pain. He's never read Freud on dreams. He doesn't know it isn't real, and if I told him, he would still lick me, fool that I am.
Thanks, Ray. Can we have Ed O'Bonnell next, please?
Hey guys, I just want to say thank you to everybody who did their piece tonight, and especially to the guest poet. Your stuff was incredible too, Trevor. Thanks for having me. This is actually part of a collection I'm making at the moment called Segregated Thoughts. It doesn't stick, like a lot of poems stick to one idea. This doesn't, it breaks off. Does it make you happy when you cast me aside, knowing each moment you live is consumed by self-pride? Hold the door for your ego, so we'll avoid your omnipotent wrath. If I didn't feel like vomiting, I'll continue with that. From life, there's all these signs that I am yet to find one, yet from what I fucking notice, I seem to be doing just fine. Apart from the occasional cocaine line, or bond with behind closed doors, not a menace, not a foe, just an open-minded, hard-working, speculative fellow who chews on psychoglobin till my mind trips from mellow. You hear me, and your mind's made up. Too many of these gremlins who don't give a fuck. A drug reference made so you think of a taker. I lost a kind-hearted mate. Keep your opinions to blind haters. Dreams pass my vision side of a faraway place filled with shallow holes of plight. Where society once stood by lock of foundations, past the guillotine, cut our losses, pray for Greece, United Nations. The color red will forever be shed throughout the Azenia, will still all just pretend. A cloud in the sky, Jacob's letter, wraps in his pride, choke up quickly if one tries to deny such lives. Hundreds of dead children, story dropped overnight. Just like the... Imagine a room with a projector inside. and all that seems to play broken fragments of your life. Remember the bad, make it so much worse. Pavlovian conditioning to the worst of the worst. You'll see as time passes, more ignorance from the masses, and the insurance on their iPhones, more people spend on their own. It's okay though, because that's their thing. And I refuse to speak badly just because I am not them. Or they are not me. I own my world and my sight, and obviously my insanity. I'm a book to say the least, but my cover was torn off, ripped pages, broken dreams, and the occasional tear-stained page from the times I want to eat. Thank you.
Okay, and our last poet tonight is Gerald McCann. Don't have an effect. Every second you project, every second you reflect, you are 1 second, the first and second. Project, reflect, be. You live your life for me, as I do for you, every day, endlessly. So I don't want to hear about how you don't have an effect.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for coming to Unveil. We'll see you all next week. Thank you. Give a big hand for Michael G. Whalen, our guest poet.